The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Do you ever notice that old people, older folks, they just say whatever is on their mind? Do they get a pass because they're old? Let's talk about it on Friday. Yes, we made it. We're the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So one of our listeners, I consider you family, seriously, for tuning in right now. She called. She said she was so upset because this older woman was mad at her because her son has a handicap sticker and they park close to the front of the store and said he doesn't look handicapped enough for a sticker. Ooh. Her son is a paraplegic. Okay.
He's in a wheelchair. And that's not handicapped enough.
That's not enough for this lady. That's not enough. And she said, I almost went off on her, but I thought, she's old.
Sometimes you got to let little kids slide and old people slide because they're just going to say whatever comes to mind.
They could just pop off?
Well, they could pop off, but at a certain point, I'm going to say something back to you, old ass Esther. All right? All right, Esther, that's all I'm going to tell you what I really feel.
You know what, Earl?
Yeah, dude.
How are you talking to me like?
How about you shut your mouth, mind your business, get into the establishment we're trying to get to because you don't know if you're going to be here next week. All right,
Genevieve, nobody asked you.
Like, they can say whatever they want, but at a certain point, you can't take disrespect regardless of the age.
Think about this, okay? I'm at Walmart, and this guy, this older man,
okay,
I'm talking
automatic?
Probably 80 plus, opens his door right into my car and dents my car in front of my face. What would you have done in that situation?
I'd have said, hey, old man, you hit my car. What's up with your insurance, dude?
Anthony, DJ Automatic let it slide.
Oh.
Because he was old.
Because he was old. What am I going to do? I'm going to be like, hey, man, I need to see your... He could barely... Like, he was parked in the handicap. He could barely walk. There was no reason for him to even be at Walmart by himself.
But the man's got insurance.
But
the rest of us... When I say rest of us, I mean like all of us in society a favor and get this man off the road. Call the cops
on
him.
But then who's going to take him to the store,
That's
Anthony?
The police officer's job. I don't know. Right? I don't know who's going to take him to the store.
And that was the other thing. I was like, do I really want to deal with this over a door ding?
And the guy asked automatic, do you want a pop?
What? Yeah, he's like, I'll give you a pop. Can that fix that? I was like, that's not going to fix it.
Just whatever, sir.
One of my favorite things is when old people start getting at other old people. I remember one time I was going to Long John Silver's with my grandma, and she was just yelling at these ladies, hurry up and move in or leave your walkers at home.
Ooh, Long John's. I love their crumbs. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll kick this one off with National Movie Night is tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So pick your favorite one. If you
go to
the
movies. Record movie attendance is happening right now all over the country.
So many good ones out. You got Jurassic World. You got
Buzz Lightyear's
Buzz
coming.
Buzz Lightyear.
Top Gun Maverick.
Ooh, yes.
Alone. Dan and I just saw the Elvis movie.
Oh, but that's not out yet. They shut down an entire theater, so Automatic and I could sit there and watch Elvis. It's pretty dope.
Wow, wow. All right, we also got National Herbs and Spices Day. It's also National...
Hold on.
Oh.
Please, can you add some seasoning to your chicken if you're going to put something up on the gram or some meal prep? Some woman made a burrito. I don't know what in the world. It was the most bland, awful-looking thing ever. I didn't diss her. I helped her.
Oh, there we go.
I gave her a list of seasoning and spices.
All right, we also got National Iced Tea Day, but we'll wrap it up on National Marriage Day.
Yes,
celebrate love, baby.
Marriage is a big business.
It's a contract.
Yeah, and in 2022, weddings are up 30%. Guess why?
Why?
Because of the pandemic.
Oh,
nobody
because
could
nobody
get
could get married in 2020.
Yeah.
That means divorce is going to be up by 2024.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Right now, we're going to break down the down in the DM between Theo and Hannah. Let me take you back. Theo said his girlfriend Hannah used to date women, and now he suspects that she might be seeing her friend Kim. You know, they had a spa day. It was supposed to be girls' day, whatnot. He's like, nah, something doesn't feel right. So Hannah and Theo went out one night and had a little party session, and when she was drunk, she said this to him.
The other night, she asked if we could bring another woman into the bedroom.
So I'm pretending to be the spa worker, and at this point, I'm telling her, I think one of you left your earrings here. So here's how it went.
I don't think so. I can check with my girlfriend, though.
I didn't know you had a girlfriend.
Huh?
Hannah, your boyfriend, Theo, is listening, obviously. My name is Dana Cortez from The Dana Cortez Show. She didn't mean girlfriend like we do girlfriends. She meant girlfriend. So I start questioning, of course, like, what are you doing to your man? And Hannah explains, we're not committed. You literally just moved in with him.
I let him live with me because he lost his job and apartment.
Theo did not tell us that part.
Did he tell you that I asked him for an open relationship?
No, he didn't tell us any of that. At the end of the down in the DM, we concluded it did not go down. Because there was no relationship to go down in. Begin with. Yeah, yeah. She let him
move in. Somebody went down.
But Automatic happened to make a little comment. Listen to this. What part of when someone tells you something, you're not supposed to believe it?
If your girlfriend says,
you know what, I don't really like you that much, what makes you think she likes you that much?
What part of you turns down to three?
I'm so done with you, DJ Automatic. I tried to move past that because you're my husband. Oh, I got so many text messages with laughs. And one of my friends, Nikki with a goal too, she said, I spit my coffee out in a car when I heard that. Well, the number one male fantasy is to bring two women into the bedroom for sexy time. The menage a trois.
Yes.
Theo was not interested because he truly loves Hannah. It's something people sometimes do, I guess. It's not my cup of tea.
No,
I ain't here to judge.
It's not my cup of tea either because it's just enough work to try to satisfy one woman. So two women in there, it's fun and games until you're sitting on the side crying.
All right, so the phone lines are ringing. Hi, who is this?
Good morning, it's Jessica.
All right, Jessica, what you think, mama?
Who turns down a three?
Girl, no, don't even go there. Don't even go there. You and Automatic. What's up with y'all?
Okay, let me tell you something. I said that to be funny. I would never, ever try to get my wife to do a three because I know I couldn't handle it mentally. I'm just going to be outright and honest about that.
What about you? Are you into that?
Oh, I love that stuff.
Oh, freaking
well, are you married? Is it you and your husband or is it you and your boyfriend or how?
Well, me and my fiance, we like to bring girls in every once in a while. We like to do couple stuff. That's fun.
Well, what about a man? Was he down for that?
I think he would be, but he'd probably need like to be compensated.
Why do you think
I mean, I guess it would depend on how I found this man or how about this came into our conversation. I think he'd go for it.
I understand the fantasy of all this conversation, and like I said, I'm not here to judge. Personally, mentally, I am incapable of sharing my man.
Yeah.
I'm incapable.
I mean, you just heard me say it. I couldn't do it. There's no way. And going back to what Anthony said earlier, I would just be on the side like crying. I'm sorry. You know it's not.
This ain't a movie.
No,
yeah.
This ain't a movie. I'm not a professional.
Different strokes for different folks, right? And if you're not comfortable with another man giving your wife different strokes, then don't sign up for this one.
Or another woman.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So before I tell you what experts have to say about the age you should begin potty training your child, I want to talk about why we're even having the conversation. It's the Parents Court.
The Parents Court!
All of us in here have talked about what age we were. I have three beautiful girls, so I could tell you at what age I potty trained them. And Automatic, we're going to call my mother-in-law. Yes, your madre.
For what?
Because I'm going to ask her how old you were.
Oh.
You said you were young, but I'm going to verify it with your mom. Okay?
Mama Matic hasn't made an appearance on the show in a very long time.
Yeah, so we'll call her. We'll call her a little bit. So my friend has a little girl, and she's four. And I love, you know, we don't have a lot of people at our house. Anthony, you know that. You've been over like twice.
Yeah.
And she brought her over, and she started to change her diaper in the living room. Now, I want you to know this little girl doesn't have any issues. She doesn't have any, you know, learning disabilities, anything. She said, hey, I need you to change my diaper, and laid down and let her do it. And then the mom threw the diaper in my kitchen trash.
That's messed up. I'd ask the person to leave my house.
Well, you can't do that.
She could have taken it to the outside trash.
Or ask me for five bags to put it in. When you're four, you're doing big people poopy. So I had to sit there for an hour.
I got to
until
miss this whole thing. I wasn't there for this.
I think Otto would have been like, what the hell is that smell? Four, in my opinion, is a little too old. Anthony A., how old were you when you were potty trained? Did you text your mom?
Did I text her that I had to go to the bathroom or just now?
No, and ask
he's still
her,
potty
hey, mom, yeah, I'm still going
can
through
I go?
It. Hey, mom, I gotta go. She relayed the message to me that I was 2 years old.
I think that's standard for boys.
I think, for boys, because it's harder to learn.
Because
with Ava, we had her, because I remember running to that bathroom and putting her down on that little toilet.
And then we do the potty dance.
Yes, the potty dance was a big deal.
Oh, the potty dance.
We went in the potty. Oh, it's a big deal.
In your experience of being a mother, Dana, do you think like positive reinforcement when it comes to potty training is like the best thing?
Absolutely. We do dances when she did it. I did that with my daughter Kirsten.
I wish I would have that on video. Doing that potty dance.
We did it with my daughter Stasia. All three of my girls were potty trained at age one. So before I give you what the experts have to say, let's call Mama Matic and find out how old you were, DJ Automatic, when you were potty trained.
Hi. This is Maura. I can't come to the phone right now. Leave your name and number, and I'll call you back.
It's the most depressing thing of all time.
Okay, I'm going to try again. Hello, Maura. Are you there? How are you?
I'm fine, Dana. How are you?
First of all, I'm doing well, and you sound so chipper and happy, so I have to tell you, you've got to change that voice message because it doesn't sound like you.
It's the most depressing voicemail of all time, Mom.
Is it really?
I'm depressed.
And now you're like, hey, what's up? Okay, question. How old was your son, DJ Automatic, a.k.a. Merritt Rilando, when he was potty trained?
He started walking at 9 months, and he potty trained himself at 1 year.
All right, why do you think he potty trained himself?
And I also taught myself how to ride a bike.
Okay, we're not talking about that there, overachiever. Why do you think he taught himself how to potty train?
Well, I showed him a couple times, and he saw his dad. He would just go into the bathroom and go.
There you go, dude, just like that.
I didn't want to be dirty. How about that?
It's a simple process, dude. Yeah. Monkey see, monkey wipe.
Yeah. So you didn't want to be dirty. Now I can't get you to shower. Maura, thank you very much. I love you. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Okay, so now, according to health.ucdavis.edu, it's not an age. It has to do with their cognitive and emotional level. This is usually between the ages of 12 to 18 months. If your child is communicating with you, then that means they can control the muscle that holds and empties the bladder and rectum. They should be potty trained probably by age 3.
So what does it mean if they're not potty trained at 4?
Well, according to this article, it says that you are not doing your child a good service. It can cause urinary tract infections. I didn't know that because remember I said it smelled like big people poo-poo? It is big people poo-poo. It's different. You're eating different kinds of food. It's not good for the child. And you can actually hold them back mentally. Ooh. I didn't know that.
I feel like if your kid, and I'm just going to say it, if your kid's not potty trained by the time they're 3, then you're just lazy and you're not doing your job. Because, I mean,
it's hard.
You have to stick with it. You have to go every single time they got to go. You got to go to the bathroom with them. You got to do the positive reinforcement. You got to do the dance. You got to do all that stuff. But if you're not willing to do it, of course, yeah, they're not going to learn.
I just got a tweet
asking. Unless they're me and they teach themselves.
Whatever. I just got a tweet and somebody asked, how old were you, Dana? I was 1. My nana wasn't playing. She had me in cloth diapers. She's old school. She's like, 1 year old. Hold on.
I got a question, though. Why would I have to teach myself?
Well, I don't know.
Because my mom had 4 kids in 5 years. Oh, she didn't have time for me.
She didn't tell you all that, huh? All right, if you'd like me to share this study with you, send me a direct message at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Chris Rock is responding to Jada Pinkett Smith's invitation to appear on the Red Talk table via Facebook. I'll tell you more about it right now. Daily Dirt, the best gossip brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Famous people's birthdays first. Anthony A.
We have Kate Upton celebrating her birthday. Sasha Obama also celebrating a birthday. And one of the most legendary streetball players of all time, the professor, celebrating a birthday.
Okay, so Rolling Stone magazine, supposedly a very credible place, right, to talk about music, released their top 200 hip-hop albums of all time. Cardi B over Tupac and Drake.
What? I mean, the list, in my opinion, is garbage. There's a bunch of records on there that I've never even heard before. And I've been listening to hip-hop my whole life.
Why don't you share the article with the people at DJ Automatic on Twitter. You want to take a look at it. And we will give our own list next week. You guys down with that?
Yeah, you want to hear the top 5 at least?
Yeah, like, give them to us.
All right, Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly was number 5. Number 4 is Public Enemy, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back. Very important album. Number 3, Jay-Z, The Blueprint. Number 2, Outkast, Dankonia. I disagree with that one. And the number 1 is the Notorious B.I.G., Ready to Die.
Why you disagree with a Stankonia?
Because Aquamini was better than that one.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. We're going to do this next week. We'll break it down. Baby. All right, I just saw this and I couldn't believe it. Snoop Dogg has given his full-time professional blunt roller a raise because of inflation. This man was making $50,000 a year. He lives in a house for free. He has an unlimited supply of marijuana. However, Snoop will not disclose how much more he's paying him.
Yeah, man.
Does it matter?
Not really, because that guy just came up, though, because there's not been really big inflation when it comes to, like, recreational marijuana. So this guy's just...
It costs money to live, but I guess Snoop's take care of his living situation. Snoop also said he gets everything that I get. If you send me a free product, he gets it also.
Where do we apply for that job? I don't even smoke, and I'm down. All right, so Chris Rock is responding to Jada Pinkett Smith's invitation to appear on a Red Table Talk via Facebook. Isn't that her show? It's called Red Table Talk, right?
Yes.
I've never watched it. I'm sorry. We've taken pieces from there. Yeah,
I mean, it's good. And the moment the slap went down, I said, oh, they're going to talk about this on the Red Table. I already knew it,
I've tried to watch it. It just seems so contrived. Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
Say it. Jada Pinkett is fake as shit.
Okay. All right. Automatic. Chris Rock said no. Just no, no, no. He's working on his tour. He's working on himself. No desire whatsoever to talk to Jada or Will.
Damn.
I wouldn't want to talk to them either. Why are you going to help them profit off of something that happened to you? Why are you going to help them clear their names? He's the one who got attacked. I wouldn't help her.
I think the Oscars should give him an apology, though, too, because I thought it was kind of messed up how...
Public.
Public apology, because they literally made him continue performing like nothing happened.
He should host the Oscars for the next 5 years. There you go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, we talked about the number one male fantasy. Oh, it got a little crazy. We're going to recap that and tell you a few of our fantasies. Us with me, two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, hosted by myself, Anthony A., and my scum padre, sir, DJ Automatic, who is Dana Cortez's husband. And Otto, earlier during our Down in the DM breakdown, we had to travel back to the couple, Theo and his home. I forget her name already, but his girl had a girlfriend.
Yes.
Right? And automatically we started talking about, okay, are threesomes a thing that all men want? Because she offered him one with another girl, and he turned it down.
And I will say this. I was talking tough, and then that girl called in, and I shut up real quick. She was, yeah.
And Dana did reveal to us that, yes, it is a proven study that the number one male fantasy is a threesome with two other ladies. But we're not here to have two dudes talk about sexy time. That's a little weird,
cringy.
Bro. All right. So what we're going to do is list off our everyday, some would say mundane, some would say dad fantasies.
Oh, I would say real fantasies.
Real fantasies that all men go through.
Well, these won't ever happen.
Okay, let's them down, Automatic. What's one fantasy that you have with you and your wife?
No bringing up old shit.
Oh, wow. Yeah, dude. Every girl in relationships love to bring up old stuff. Imagine if you had the ability to make sure that your girl, no matter what, no matter how mad she got, could not bring up anything from the past.
Imagine her not bringing up your old girlfriends.
Oh.
All right, the next one. We're only going to go to places I want to eat. That is a fantasy that could never happen, but oh my God, only in a perfect world. I think I would take that over a threesome.
There's some homies in the car going, I just want her to be able to pick where she wants to eat.
Number three, for her to stop telling me before we go to bed, come wash your face. Come wash up. Come brush your teeth.
So basically,
stop nagging.
All right, there it is. That's definitely a husband one, too.
Number two. Anthony was responsible for this one, the Madden one.
Oh, yes. All right. Yo, for Anthony, I'm Anthony A. Yes, the single bachelor here. And when I did have a girlfriend, I would be judged for the amount of Madden that I was playing. She's like, all you do is sit there and you play Madden against a bunch of 12-year-olds. What's that going to do? Well, joke's on you, okay? I'm now in a Madden league, all right? And we pay for a little bit of money, so I just want to be able to play video games without feeling that I'm being judged, all right? Because I could be out there cheating on you.
Exactly. And I gave up video games a long time ago because of my wife, because I got sick of hearing it.
Ugh.
But now it's turned into sports.
Think about all the...
Why do you watch sports so much? What is that going to do for you? How many times can you watch the same sports center?
Don't focus on what we're doing. Focus on what we're not doing. We're not being disloyal to you. That's what we're doing, ladies. And Automatic, what is the number one fantasy for dudes, you know, everyday fantasy that every man wishes for? Tell us.
I can smoke inside the house.
Oh!
You know I have to go outside of the garage or just go outside in general? No. And I know there's a lot of dudes out there that have to do the same thing. Your wife looks at you. She's judging you.
It's not even a dude thing, bro. I got my homegirl, Crystal. She got a girlfriend, dog. Yeah. She tells me every single time. She's like, bro, up until I invested into an air purifier, I would have to hear it all the time, dog. So let us know your everyday fantasies, male or female. We want to hear them at AnthonyA400, at DJ Automatic on Twitter and Instagram. The Dana Cortez Show podcast is available on all digital streaming platforms. Have a beautiful weekend. And Two Dudes, One Studio is brought to you by CDW.